Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We're the word association.
We heard
the implication.
Dessert
evaluation.
We're the word
association.
We're the word
association.
We heard
the implication.
Dessert
evaluation.
We're the word
association.
Hey everybody, it's 7:45 in the morning. It is We Don't Date the Podcast. You gotta wake up.
Hey everybody, time to get up.
And we are here at the TWA Morning Show. We're giving you words, we're giving you pervs. Uh-oh, hey, don't look at me.
Hey, what's in their pants?
Wow, eyes are very nice.
And of course, always, we got my man on the ones and the twos, Crazy Skippy Doo.
How did you like that little medley?
No, Skippy, come on. It's a morning show. And of course, on traffic, weather, and on my sister Heather is my main man, my brother-in-law, Mike to the double D to the triple C.
Yeah, sorry for sending those pics last night. Listen, we got a traffic jam coming up ahead. The difference between traffic jam and traffic jelly is you can't... Never mind, can't say that joke on the air. Coming up
okay.
On the I-48, we got mountains of traffic.
Hold on, I got a sound effect for that. What'd you think of that one?
Oh, man, it's a morning show. Remember, I'm on a family plan. All right, of course, we got Steve Tyler from Aerosmith in all week. I'm going to tell him how much I hate his band and how much I hate his guts.
Hey, but that's Joe Perry.
Please call me Steven. Steve is overly familiar.
Anyways, of course, uh-oh, you know what that siren means.
It's time for a TWA giveaway.
Giveaway. If you are the 88th caller at 1-900...
We gotta go back. Marty, we gotta go back.
That's right. Call us at 1-900 and tell me what line is that from what movie.
Well, we should say 88th caller because of the movie.
Don't give it away. Come on, Mike. Come on. Don't give it away. Don't give it away.
Hey, just to give you guys an update, we've had 10 callers so far.
Whoa, looking for 78 more.
Up to 11.
Up to 11 colors.
Oh.
While we wait, let me give weather update. It looks like it has risen from 71 degrees to 70. Oh, nope. It's back down to 71. Staying stable at 71.
Someone else has risen in my pants 3 days later.
What'd you think of that sound effect?
Oh, all right. We're gonna play a song here, and we'll see you right after. This is Rupert Holmes, If You Like Pina Coladas.
And also, if there are 60 more people out there who could call in, that would be awesome.
Let me know when we get to caller 69.
Ahooga! And hey, it's not limited to one caller per show, so keep them coming. A lot of people are giving up. Don't give up.
Don't give up. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall of sound.
Never give up. Never surrender.
If you're in line, stay in line.
Sometimes I doubt your commitment to Sparkle Motion.
Oh, Mr. Frodo. Oh, Mr. Frodo, I never leave you.
I want to hear the song about Sam. Tell me the story about Sam.
Oh, Mr. Bean.
Baby Yoda.
Hey, everybody. We are the TWA Podcast. Sorry about that. We were running late, so we had our friends from the Wacky Morning Show fill us in. Of course, as always, we have Adil Rafai, Brett Lyons, and, of course, on the ones and the twos, Rob White.
Right, and really looking forward to what our wonderful editor, Julia, does with the sound effects I set her up
for. We gave her so much work.
I did.
We gave her so much work after the holidays.
Yes, yeah. So much work.
We're looking forward to it, Julia.
She gets paid per sting.
EO.
EO. Message in a bottle.
That's my impression of Sting on Wheel of Fortune. I'd like to buy a vowel.
EO.
Hey, before we jump into the words, fast. So I had to run to the grocery store today, and I was just walking down an aisle, and I saw, I was getting, you know, we do a family movie night every once in a while. The kids like to have popcorn. I knew we were out of popcorn. I was like, I'll get some popcorn. I've never seen this brand before, but it's just, I love the brand name, and it's very off-putting. But it is
well.
Called...
Pop Secret is salacious.
Well, no, I guess the brand name isn't off-putting. The description.
What's Pop
is.
Secret? What's Daddy doing?
Cousin Willie's buttery explosion.
No.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on a second.
I will
send you
the picture.
What's the brand?
The brand is Cousin Willie's.
A donkey in an outhouse?
No, the logo is a gentleman in a flannel shirt. Adil, you would like that. White
Let's
beard and a cowboy hat. And it says Cousin Willie's. And then it says buttery explosion.
Yeah, there's a reason why we don't talk about Cousin Willie, and we keep his pop secret to himself, because
I'd argue that that's not Cousin Willie being pictured. This is like a Monster Mash situation. I think you're depicting Montana Santa. Flannel shirt, cowboy hat, white beard. That's Montana Santa.
Montana Santa, and probably uses Monsanto for
Monsanto for Monsanta.
Yeah.
Puts it in your stock.
So anyway, if anybody's had Cousin Willie's buttery explosion or is a big fan, please shoot us an email. Or if somebody's willing to try it, I was not willing to have my kids try it. Let us know if you what the butter explosion tasted like and what Cousin Willie felt like in your mouth.
100%. an inch too far.
Yeah, that is a slogan that clearly did not make it to the back of the box.
This absolutely sounds like a popcorn that would be sold at like Spencer's Gifts. Where you're like, I'm going to a bachelorette party. I need a funny little penis
pasta.
Yeah,
I need a funny, exactly. Oh, yeah, like it pops in the shape of a dick. It'd be so hard to do, though.
That is
now
fantastic.
I should have bought it. I just sent you
guys
the picture.
Yeah, for sure.
Please send us the picture. I'm opening this right now.
Okay, opening.
Oh, this is more... Okay, hold on. I'm having to come to terms with this. I was gonna say this is more subdued than I thought, but I just saw all the butter and the butter.
The butter kind of looks like dicks, but also on the bottom it does say kernels enlarged to show texture, and that usually is also what I put whenever I send a dick pic, kernels enlarged to show texture.
If you look, there's some fine print that says Cousin Willie is a grower, not a shower.
Okay, good. Yeah, he's a popper, not a hopper.
He grows corn. The only way to describe this butter is it
looks like Jonathan Winters
ejaculating onto the box. This is the gross. So his picture is classier than I thought it would be, but the butter is downright pornographic. That's the nastiest fucking money shot of butter I've ever seen in my life.
I will make a note of this right now that I will make this post this as our picture.
Oh, and hey, you can see my shoes.
Cousin Willie looks reasonable.
Yeah, gluten-free.
Ooh.
And I can see the list in your hand. I mean, what psycho?
I did have a little list.
Why did you put it on your phone?
Well, I had my kids do a shopping list today. It was an exciting thing. My daughter wrote it out, so I took it to make sure I got everything they asked for.
Okay. Wow. Well, that's a good father.
Yeah.
We're going to have to reach out to Cousin Willie's to see if they might
sponsor
the podcast.
That would be an amazing
sponsor. Our first main brand sponsor.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. Melts in your mouth and in your hand.
I like that he's like...
Melts all over your mouth.
I like that he knows his place where he's like, I'm likable, but I'm not like first, you know, like brother, sister likable. I'm like a cousin.
Yeah. I'm not like that Bob's Oats guy or you know, that guy I'm talking about, right?
Wolf or Gremlins?
No,
Bob's. He does a lot of the oatmeals
furniture?
And grains.
Bob Furniture?
I eat his oatmeal every day. No, it doesn't matter.
The Quaker Oaks guy?
No.
Is his name Bob?
Now I'm doubting that it is.
Little Bobby Oats, I have an email here.
Please read it.
Whoa.
This is maybe the most important thing we do all episode. This is a email. They say, just call me Fox.
Just call me Fox. I'm in the hole. Someone put a little letter in my hole. Someone put a little letter in my foxhole. It's mail time. What time is it? It's mail time. Don't give me no quizzes. What's the answer? It is mail. M-A-I-L.
Glad we cleared up which spelling of mail that was. When you said somebody put a letter in my hole, we didn't know.
Could have been a little foxhole.
Fox says, the subject of this email is four non-blondes defender. And of course, you can always email us at twapod@gmail.com.
I already hate this email.
You can respond. You should. And I should say you should. You can let us know a word you'd like us to use on the show. You can just talk to us in general. Please email us at twapod. And thank you for all the people who have emailed us. Fox says, hi, TWA Pod. There's lots of things that come up on the show that give me the urge to email you all, like using DuckDuckGo. But Brett ragging on four non-blondes and calling them a one-hit wonder is what finally made me do it. I'm totally fine if someone doesn't like that specific song, but the singer, Linda Perry, went on to have a super successful songwriting career. She wrote Get the Party Started by Pink. Brett, you know that song?
Sure, of course.
And I said, get the party started.
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, I'll before I respond, I will. I'll listen to the rest of this email.
Rob, that joke of every song being the same cadence. That's what my brain hears anytime I hear any Beach Boys song. Every single Beach Boys song is the
You're
exact same.
Yeah, it's like, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, we're running down the highway. We got no shoes. That's all. It's all that, except
God
for pet
only
sounds.
God knows what I do without you.
Well, that song's about a stalker, unfortunately.
And That's I said, true. Hey, what's going on?
Linda Perry went on to have a super sexual song. Super sexual? Yikes. At all. Freudian slip much? We said she wrote Get the Party Started. She also wrote Beautiful by Christina Aguilera.
I don't like that as much.
How does that one go?
You're beautiful.
No, I know it's beautiful, no matter what they say.
It's not the James Blunt version. Your words can't bring me down.
Christina Aguilera from Pittsburgh. I just always have to shout out fellow
nice.
Pittsburghers. So
wow.
And
Shakira from Pittsburgh. That's what I'm saying. Is because she has that.
I got
one.
It.
I would never comment on a woman's body like
Continue
that.
I'm saying her lyric
is like a best smile and humble. Says she also wrote for several other artists, including a really bad Pitbull song. You could have just said a Pitbull song. That's redundant. Anyway, I enjoy the show and have a good year. Fox, thank you so much. I hope you have a good year as
Thank you, Fox.
Great. Well, the name of the band is not Linda Perry Writes Good Songs. It was Four Non-Blondes. They have one bad song, and that's the only reason you know that band. Okay? That is it. I mean, plenty of people went on to write great songs, but what they gave us the world first and how we know them is how they will be remembered.
I'm going to give you a little...
a bad song, and they wrote no other good songs.
Listeners, I'm going to give you a secret. We have a lot of emails that we haven't gotten to yet. We've had an embarrassment of riches with emails. Thank you all so much.
And we greatly appreciate them.
Greatly appreciate. I'm going to give you a little secret. Your email will shoot to the top of the pile if it's anything to do with correcting Brett, disparaging Brett, putting Brett in his place.
Like medicine ball. Yep. Yep.
That's if they don't know it by that name. Yeah, it's the mint honey glaze or whatever the frig it's called.
And as you can see, it's so easy to change Brett's mind. So
yeah, exactly. Yes.
He operates in good faith. He argues in good faith. If you want to send an email that just says, hey, you fucking idiot, that wasn't the beginning of Toto's Africa, hey, we will bathe in those emails.
Yeah, that'd be like sending an email being like, Hitler did terrible things, but he also wrote these two great books. It's like, come on.
It's
come on. It's not there. It's not there. It's not there. You can't say it. You can't say because there's it's all bad and then there's two good things. Then it doesn't work that way. You know.
And you called my Shakira situation a hole.
John Wayne Gacy drew some real fun photos. He still killed a lot of boys. You know, we all remember what happened. The bad stuff. I don't need a reminder of the two good things you did outside of what's going on.
Gacy on the love seat? No. Gacy on the... Sorry,
Gacy and this guy with diamonds.
Oh, I'm just going to Dahmer on the armoire. I was trying to think of a Gacy on the...
Gacy on the Lacy. It's lingerie with Gacy's face. Yeah.
We should get to a word.
We should get to our first word, which is my word. And my word is going to be...
Oh, my word?
Yes, yes, yes. It's going to be the most magic of words. And no, it's not please. It's... Abracadabra.
Whoa.
Hmm.
Wow. Abracadabra.
Have you ever seen, and I hate to always go to pop culture, this one you guys probably have seen. This isn't going to be one of my movies. You seen the, there's a Warner Bros., like a Bugs Bunny, like a cartoon, Quackbusters, I think it's called?
It's a movie. Ghostbusters? Okay.
Wow, another shocker. Rob mentioned a movie that no
I,
one has
damn it,
any
I thought
clue
that
about.
One. Anyway, it's a feature length, but there's a thing where he's like in Dracula's castle and there's like a magic where whenever he says abracadabra, Dracula turns into a bat. When he says hocus pocus, he turns into something else. So Bugs Bunny just always like is walking around the castle at one point. The vampire is trying to get him. He's like behind him. And Bugs Bunny's like, abracadabra. And the vampire transforms. He goes, hocus pocus. So he's just like morphing and can't kill Bugs Bunny. So that's immediately the first thing that I think of. And
that's
we could
the
file that
first thing that comes
for abracadabra. Yeah, because I still to this day, no, I showed my kids that movie. I still walk around my house
sometimes
going.
Number one is Steve Miller Band.
Oh.
Abracadabra, I want to reach out and grab you.
Number one, the best version of that song was done by Sugar Ray. And number two... I'm going to answer the age-old rhetorical question. Ain't I a stinker? Bugs Bunny, yes, you are a stinker. You are incorrigible. My favorite is Rob, I am absolutely going to watch that. I've never seen it. The one I love is when, maybe it's the same one, Bugs Bunny goes to a castle and there's like an orange monster and Bugs Bunny is...
Yeah, I know that one.
Bugs Bunny suddenly is like, oh, you're at a salon and let's put your nails in the pool of
great
wax
one.
And all this
that
stuff.
That is a great one.
It's pretty incredible. Yeah. The monsters could not be more malleable or open to suggestion.
I was in a town this past weekend and we were going to go to this cocktail bar.
This bowl is over with those specifics, Fred.
Yeah, I know. We were going to go to this cocktail bar and it wasn't open. Like they said they were open, but when we showed up, it was not open. So we had to go to the only bar in town, which was a bar called Half Baked. It was a skateboarder weed bar, you know, giving off the vibes of like that. And they sold like THC infused drinks and stuff like that. But they had movies playing in there and they had Half Baked playing. And it reminded me of, I do like that movie. I think it's funny, but I remember at the end where Chappelle, they're getting caught and they're like, just say the magic word. And it's abracadabra. And he keeps going, so we'll buy all this weed from it. Abracadabra. And he keeps trying because that's the code word to have the cops come in. But the cops are like smoking weed in the van or whatever. But he keeps trying to fit it into like, well, that sounds pretty good. All right, we'll see you later. Abracadabra.
That is, it's a fun. There are a lot of aren't there a lot of fun like magic words?
Prestidigitation.
Prestidigitation is one of the better words to describe magic.
I'm trying to think.
Here's what I think of magic. That's a Bart Simpson
Bart
classic.
Simpson.
Famous magician. Mm-hmm. I think of magic in the modern state of magic. It used to be everyone wore hats. Used to be that everyone who was a magician wore six layers. It was all about showmanship. You had a certain tone and cadence to your voice. You had all this sort of flair and personality in your act. Mm-hmm. And then David Blaine came along. Mm-hmm. And I feel like David Blaine is like the... Real quick. Here's my impression.
Okay.
So pick a card. Okay. And then put the card back in the deck. And just give that a shuffle. And show that to him. It's a regular deck, right? And show that to him, and okay, and can you show it to the camera? And then shuffle that as much as you like. That's David Blaine.
It is. That was a very good impression.
Thank you. Thank you. Never tried it. We'll never do it again.
I thought that was a great impersonation. One, two, that's the style of magic I prefer. Because I felt like there used to be a point where it was less comedy and more magic. And now I feel like when I see magicians, it's just like they're all trying to be stand-ups and do magic too, but I don't know. Some stuff is too jokey, and I just wish they would get to it. I'm like, you could do more tricks if you didn't insert these bad jokes. I get it.
Wow.
I get it.
Shots fired at Penn and Teller.
And
bullet caught.
No, but Penn and Teller that's good. That's good. It's polished. It's very well polished, and the jokes are funny, and they're also incredible magicians. The people who are incredible magicians get away with that stuff. The, you know, lower down the tier people who are maybe not been around as long, sometimes, you know, it's just not as...
You can say Criss Angel.
Well, no, you're doing the thing of like, okay, sir, and you can go ahead and just put that card in my pocket. Whoa, hey, sir, that's, let's not get too familiar. Like
this is unfortunate.
Jokes.
This is me who have worked on a cruise ship for many years and went through a lot of... And those magicians who are doing the cruise, that's those type of magicians. But like the guys who are at like Magic Castle or the guys at Chicago Magic Lounge who do the close-up magic, I don't mind that because they're always working. Like they're always manipulating, they're always doing stuff, and the magic's super awesome and it pays off super big, so I don't mind that. It's more of the people who do the stage magic... Mm. Who are like, you know, quote unquote, making someone disappear into a box where it's like, we all know it's a false bottom, guys. Like we've all been around.
Mm-hmm. We've watched enough of those early 2000s TV shows where it's like the magician in the mask reveals your little secrets.
Oh, yeah. Oh, magician's exposed.
They told us. We saw everything.
They told us.
In November, I did go to Penn and Teller. My wife and I took our daughter because she was independent. I think I mentioned she liked the Penn and Teller show Fool Us. And it was a great show. Those guys they were fantastic.
Yeah, we saw them in Vegas at their theater, and they are amazing.
Rob, your daughter has the tastes of a 42-year-old man.
Yep, that's fair. Yeah.
She loves Golden Girls. Mm-hmm. She likes Penn and Teller.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait for she's old enough where I can have a conversation. I'm like, what movies have you seen recently? And she's like, oh, did you see The Dark Stalker? And I'm like, no, what's that? She's like, it's a lake cop who is trying to save an alligator.
She
I'm
has
like,
seen
right.
Crackbusters, she's got one
okay, well,
up
that's
on
fine.
You. So what I'm trying to think. So abracadabra is that. That's a term.
It was like the word.
Right. But is it while the trick is happening, right? It's not the reveal, right?
It usually is the word. It's like, and I'll say the magic word abracadabra, right. And now your card's at
like,
the top.
Voila. Or like, it's not that.
Presto
not
change-o.
The reveal, right? Yeah. It's not the reveal. It's like, now I'm just going to abracadabra, and right?
It's the word that apparently makes the magic happen.
Although I will say, now that you've pointed this out, Rob, I would love if they brought, you know, I had dinner at some fancy estate and they brought one of those metal plates with the cover on top and they produce a prime rib. And when they open it, they say abracadabra, dinner is served. I think that would be delightful.
That's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's
not
bad.
For our morning crew, it would be a great lead into Dancing Queen to say abacadabra.
I want to reach out and grab you.
Or we play Genesis. God, what is the song? Abacab. Abacadabra.
Oh, I was going to say, I can feel an abracadabbing in the air tonight.
That works too. I mean, it really works. It works. It works too.
There has to be some sort of middle ground of like, David Blaine is like the most comatose delivery personality. Chris
like
Angel
is. Ben Stein did magic.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. And Chris Angel is just sort of annoying. And he's like, if Gadzooks came to life. Mm-hmm. So I feel like there has to be, because to me, it's like I want my magicians to be wearing eyeliner, but I don't want them to be like emo. I want them to have like showmanship.
Oh, see, I don't know. One of my bucket list things is to one day be rich enough that I can have a party at my house and David Blaine, I can just invite David Blaine. He'll show up and just do close up magic.
Is that a real, that came out too easily. Is that a real bucket list item?
Oh, big time. Are you kidding me? His close up stuff is one of the most incredible stuff I've ever seen. So to like actually have it live to me, that'd blow my freaking mind.
You know, the only thing I fantasize about being rich is like if I'm ever at a place where I have bad service, I fantasize about just buying it and shutting it down.
You're like Bruce Wayne.
Yeah. Well, hold on. I don't think
not
that's
even
what Bruce
fire
Wayne
the person. I just want the whole place. Done. It's done.
If I may, not to be the resident comic book reader, Batman has never bought a business to close it down because he had bad service. In the movies, Christian Bale wrote a blank check to buy a restaurant slash hotel, I believe, because two of his dates were swimming in the in the fountains.
I mean, it's
in the
lobby. It's kind of the same, though. It falls into the same kind of category.
You think Bruce Wayne...
I don't know.
He's like,
I'm
ruining
no mayonnaise. I said no mayonnaise. I'm shutting this place down.
I'm just saying the fact that Rob would just shut a place down for bad service.
Well, it's a fantasy. I wouldn't probably actually do that.
It's a fantasy.
Are you Cousin Willie? I'm closing down mom and pop shops around America.
Your butter explosion killed 12 orshans.
Unless you're a chain,
orshans.
You're fucked.
Orshans
11.
You guys watch Orshans 11? That's a Pittsburgh version of it. Hey, you guys go to Wawa and get the new copy of Orshans 11?
Wawa's Philadelphia. But, yeah.
Oh, it is?
Damn,
I thought it was. No.
Pittsburgh
is the Pittsburgh one?
It's Sheets. Sheets Town.
Sheets?
Sheetz? Yeah, Sheets.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Z. Wow.
Is there any sandwiches there at Sheets that give you the sheets?
There are sandwiches there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
A lot of what David Blaine, sorry to keep bringing it back and harping on David Blaine. A lot of what David,
don't harp on him. Love him.
A lot of what David Blaine does to me isn't even fun. Cause I remember he used to do, when I was a teenager, when we were all teenagers, he used to do stuff where he'd be like, I'm going to be in this box.
Oh,
at
yeah.
The top
the box.
Of this building for 40 days. Mm-hmm. And it was like, this isn't fun. Like after 2 hours, I lose interest.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, the things he does that are his bigger stunts, I don't have as much interest in. I love all his close-up stuff, card magic and stuff. Yeah, I don't really, although I watched the last one he did where he went up.
Was it like an airplane or something?
With
like
the
a skydive? Yeah, that's it.
He
the
basically, yeah, he
yeah,
like
yeah,
did
yeah.
all the balloons
yeah.
and went up
yeah,
and
yeah, yeah. That's right.
he just
that's
skydived
right.
down. And that's, I believe that's just a real thing. There were really no magic in that. It was just like, I trained my body to do this. Yeah, it's Daredevil stuff. But yeah, the stuff where he was in the water and buried in the ground or in the box.
Yeah,
I'll watch like the reveal at the end just to see
what's
it,
in
how
the
his
box?
You know
David
or,
Blaine.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
David Blaine
into
the
his
box.
Skin where he puts like where he, like any of that stuff. I'm not a big
yeah. He ripped
fan
the head off a chicken and then put it back.
I'm okay with that because that's also like super crazy.
I like to think of myself as fairly kind, pretty mm-hmm. you
yeah.
know pretty. I don't know, a loving person, but I cannot wait for this motherfucker to die.
No way.
I cannot
wait. Here's the
wait,
best part.
Here's
the best
people
part.
Won't believe it.
Correct.
For 10 years,
but
it'll
be...
But
that's also a terrible thing. That's a terrible thing. That's what you want.
Okay, I can wait.
Do you know...
All right.
You want him to die faster than you want Trump to die? Unbelievable.
Hold
See,
on.
This goes right back.
Hold
this goes right
on.
Back to Linda Perry. And
I didn't know
like,
I was ranking all humans.
Yeah, you should be. Are you kidding me?
I don't mind. I think David Blaine has some good stuff.
He's got great stuff.
I don't mind him. But I will. The whole Daredevil thing. I just am remembering, the day after my wedding, I went downtown because like I'd family was still here. So we met. It was at the Capitol Grill. I was like, oh, I'll get a steak. Yeah, this is great. So I went down there, and that was the night that Walenda guy was doing. Whatever he
oh,
was
the
doing,
walk over.
Yeah.
yeah the,
so
the walk
I was,
over the river.
I was blocks away from that, and I was like, "I'm going home." Like, I wasn't even interested. You know, I was literally right there already, and I could have just walked over. Like, nah, I'm just gonna go home.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I mean, that guy's a professional. He shouldn't fall. Also, I don't want to be there if he does fall.
Right. Right.
Well, if he falls, then his son will become the ward of Batman and help. Bruce Wayne closed down diners, you know,
drive-ins.
Yeah, diners, drive-ins, and dives. Yeah.
Wait, is Guy Fieri Batman?
Hold on. Maybe that could be my show. Mm-hmm. I do a diners, drive-ins, and dives, but I just go to places and shut them down.
Shut them down. I think it's like, called Restaurant Impossible, but then you just don't work on it. To like, you're like, hey, we're going to give you a facelift. First, we're going to shut you down, and then like you just don't come back the next
and
day.
Like, where is he? He gutted the restaurant. He should be here by now. Like, all of our stuff's gone.
This sauce is off the chain.
Diners, drive-ins, and abracadabra.
Poof, you're gone. And we're gone to break. Batman, take us to break.
I'll take you to Flavortown instead. Boom.
Was that the McDonald's theme?
No, that was no, that was Batman doing the
oh, the In the Air Tonight Genesis drums.
Yeah. Commercial.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight, Batman.
I said, hey, what's going on?
Oh, when I wake in the back even, I feel okay.
Brett, why don't you go ahead and let's put on the Brett light. Of course, that's the big light
Turn
we keep on.
Turn on your Brett light.
Big light we
that's
keep on the
Neil
roof
Diamond,
that the
Neil
mayor
Diamond
turns
famous.
On.
My word today is going to be holder.
H O L D E R.
Like if she's crying, you hold her.
No, you hold
no?
her. If That's you, different.
If you're a parent, you got to know when to hold her. You got to know when to hold her. You got to know when to walk away. Divorce.
You might be a redneck if you see a lady crying and you don't hold her. You might be a redneck.
I will say, I don't know how you guys feel about Jeff Foxworthy, but I like him.
I definitely grew up on his books. Like Hitler, he had two good books.
Yeah. If you go to a wedding and everybody sits on one side, you might be a redneck.
Well, I used to watch him and Rob, I think we have this in common. I don't know about Brett. I used to watch Leno.
Yep.
And that would be like my family would sit down and he'd be like, hey, let's see some of the newspapers today. This person for sale stirrups. I think they meant scallops. And we'd all tee-hee and ha-ha.
I will admit to you, I every time we got the newspaper, I was looking for a headline to send into headlines. And I finally had one. My stepfather found one where he's like, maybe this? And I was like, good enough. Like, so I sent it to the Tonight Show. And I taped every Monday. I recorded the Tonight Show.
Oh my God!
In the hopes that it would be on, and it never made it. But I did get an autographed picture of Jay Leno.
That's pretty sweet.
And the other bonus was, which I saw this making the rounds about like 6 months ago, I got the episode where Burt Reynolds and Mark Summers went at it. That was Monday night headlines, and I watched it the next day, and I could not believe what I was seeing. It was incredible. If nobody has seen it, please look up Burt Reynolds, Mark Summers on this Tonight Show.
Oh yeah,
it's
great,
amazing.
And then Rob, I don't want to burst your bubble. Mm-hmm. I gotta have a feeling that most of those Leno things were not real. They were all made by the writers on the show.
I thought you were going to tell me that his autographed picture wasn't real, and I would have been
heartbroken.
Well,
it might not be. You have to check the bed. I remember seeing those things, and I just feel like a lot of those are, they're just too good to be true.
My childhood is ruined. It was a lot of, like, fucking up the wording in an obituary, stuff like that.
Right. Or, like, the weddings, like, it's the Heywood Jablomi wedding, or whatever. That's obviously not the best example. This is the first one I had.
but, I mean, it makes sense.
Denise Heywood is marrying Bob Jablomi.
Hey. Would you blow me?
So the reason why I thought of holder, and so we got a new couch, and where do you guys, so the reason why I was thinking about this is we got a big couch. So like, you know, we have, it's like a U, so like you can, you know, sit down and enjoy yourself. Mm-hmm. I don't have, but the problem is there's no like armrests anywhere in the center.
Sound like an Italian calling out a doppelganger.
It's like a U.
It's like a U. But I went on Amazon search and I typed in like couch drink holder. Mm-hmm. And there's a big world of like consoles.
Oh.
Of like, you can buy like a console that goes like between a cushion that can hold everything together. And I remember those from like back in the day. I felt like my parents had one for like the remotes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But they don't make anything like useful. I just wanted to find something that was like just a cup holder or something like that, but I couldn't find it. So I'm looking for a good holder.
There's some that go over that I've seen on like Fretch or TikTok that go over the armrest. They're actually pretty good.
Yes, but the problem is I don't have an armrest. Like I'm in like the center of the couch.
Wow.
You know?
Okay. That sounds like a
and like,
you
yes,
problem.
Could I put it on the coffee table? Yeah, but when you're like relaxed in, you know, you don't want to like so I gotta figure out my solution.
That is tough because I feel like a lot of them are just like basically mini tables that sit on the couch. It doesn't it doesn't fit in to the
it does not
to the
fit
design.
In whatsoever.
That's true. Yeah, I don't. I probably would go without because that's just one other thing that my kids would put on the ground. But yeah, that is. And when I'm thinking of holder, I think of like the pencil hold, the pen, the pocket protector thing.
Oh yeah.
That's like a big. I mean, I never had one. I guess I never really wore shirts with pockets when I was. Or still to this day.
I've never had a pocket protector. I don't know anyone in the entire world that's ever had a pocket protector.
It just seems
the
like
only
an
80s
movie
it,
thing.
It's a reference. I feel like one person did that, and then they're like, this is what defines nerds. Same with like tape in the middle of the glasses.
Yeah, and there were definitely things. Yes.
And that's
moved
into
Revenge of the Nerds.
Right. And like the cell phone, like anything where you clip it onto your belt, I feel like that's the new pocket protector to signify somebody.
Yeah.
Who,
now that I will say, my father did have one of those, and I tried to tell him several times, please don't carry it this way. And those I see in the wild a lot. That is
they
not something that is
yeah.
like a joke. That's that's everywhere.
Yep.
That's everywhere.
Absolutely.
Although I will say, I watch Shark Tank like a lot, and there was a freaking dude who was like in his 60s who just invented. A freaking little magnet with a U that you can put on your shirt that will hold your eyeglasses if you're not wearing a pocket. So he's like, I work, but sometimes I wear shirts that don't have pockets, and I don't have a place to put my readers, and I don't want to put in my pants pocket. So basically, it's just a little magnet thing you put right on your shirt, and you can slide your glasses on there and do it, and he's freaking making $10 million off that thing.
This sounds like the plot to the Steve Martin vehicle, The Jerk.
The Jerk.
The Jerk. It's very close to that, but it doesn't make you cross-eyed.
That was a great movie.
One of the best scenes of all cinematic history is that he hates the cans.
He hates the cans. Oh, so no. Good.
I don't know if that movie would hold up under today's
scrutiny.
I've
watched it within the last year.
It does.
Yeah,
it absolutely does.
It's fantastic.
No, it absolutely holds up.
Yeah, when I think of Holder, speaking of holds up, when I think of Holder, truly when I was in, this must have been like fourth or fifth grade, everyone would bring in like funny words to class to like say at the lunchroom or whatever. And I remember one kid... I think this was, maybe this is John Taylor, brought in over-the-shoulder boulder holder, which was like the term for like a bra.
Right.
And I remember all of us like laughing, but we didn't really know why we were laughing, where it's like, I didn't really, I mean, I guess I was old enough, but it's not like I had seen tons of bras.
And didn't that become
anything.
Popular from Howie Mandel in Little Monsters?
Thank you. I feel like that's a movie I would say where you guys would shit on me, because that one was a
known thing.
Okay, that was a known thing? Okay, good.
Yeah. With Fred Savage, right?
Yeah, and Ben, and his younger brother, Ben.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
It is.
But I remember specifically, that was the first time I heard the over-the-shoulder boulder holder.
Oh.
I never heard it before, but it blew my little brain.
It
blew my little brain right out the back.
Yeah. Good thing you didn't, as long as you didn't hear from your cousin Willie, I think you're doing okay.
When I sit on the couch, I typically just put a drink between my legs. Nature's holder. The lap, but I will say I've
you're
ruined.
Freeze your balls. You're gonna freeze your balls off, man.
How cold are the cans you're drinking, buddy?
Pretty cold. I mean, I have a Yeti. I mean, I have a Stanley. I got a Yeti. I drink Liquid Deaths. You know, everything's cold. I like cold liquids. Don't like a lot of hot liquids unless it's a soup.
Yeah, honestly, Brett, what I do, because I have just a regular couch, I don't have a U. Actually, I guess it's an L because that's one of those permanently the things that stick out so you can lay down.
Uh-huh.
I sit on the other side. My wife gets the side where you lay down.
And that's what my wife gets, and that's why we get a new couch.
Oh, yeah.
I was always so freaking uncomfortable, and I'm like, we got to get a better couch where I can also lay down.
Well, we can't really fit a bigger one, but I just put it on the ground in front of me.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
No.
My
couch is up higher, so it's still too far. It's still, it's when you're relaxed, you don't want to like be, when you're in the comfort zone, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's what you call it, the comfort zone?
Court, what do you call it?
Comfort zone.
I just call it the middle of the couch. I always take an end. I don't sit in the middle.
Oh yeah, I'm on the other end. Baby. Yeah, we've got the middle is.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, now my end is the end is a the end is now a now it's a it's an L.
Oh, so you're it's like you don't so you're not looking the at the TV end, straight on.
Correct.
Right?
If yeah. I was on the end of the couch where the armrest is, where I could rest right. it, I'd be looking at my other wall and like sideways at the TV.
And just very quickly, that sounds like an Italian noticing one of the Fannings out in the world.
It's an L.
Elle Fanning, of course, one of our great American actresses.
Wow.
It's a Dakota.
Whoa, it's a Dakota.
It's an Elle.
It's a Eli. Oh, that's a Manning. That's a Manning.
Book of Eli. Well, let's book it on over to our next word. Rob, what is your word today?
My word today is clutch.
Wow. Whoa. I truly, when you said my word... I almost said clutching your pearls. Like,
oh, really?
My word. I truly almost said that. And then I was like, I won't interrupt Rob. But now I wish I had.
That would
have you ever come up clutch? Have you ever come up clutch in a situation? Not like sporting wise. Like, did you ever like, you showed up, like someone was like, God, we didn't have any ice. And like all of a sudden you showed up and you're like, I brought ice just in case. And everyone was like, yeah.
Oh, I mean, I've definitely offered to remedy situations. So I've come in clutch. After the, it wasn't like a proactive clutch or
yes,
it wasn't a situation where it's like, oh no, we're out of, hey, tortilla chips. I'm like, hey, what's up guys? Yeah, I've never had that.
I've definitely brought salsa to a party, but I don't equate that with being Kobe Bryant.
No, but you get what I mean of like, you've been at a party before. We're like, we don't have any more beer. And then like, there's a knock at the door and you come in holding two cases and they're like, we just ran out, you know?
Well, there was my famous when it was like my flu game. I was really sick with the flu, and I came through with the sheet cake, and they were like
that party in Utah, right?
Yeah.
Here's what I want to say about clutch, because clutch reminds me of like sporting vernacular to some degree, and I guess just kind of words that are in the zeitgeist in general. When did we? One of my least favorite things in the world, maybe number one besides David Blaine. One of my least favorite things in the world is when people go, "Let's go, let's go." That
just like,
saying, screaming,
"Let's go!" I do
let's
not
go.
Like "Let's go."
You
at
know,
all.
It's tough.
I
though.
Do not like.
I
it.
Don't know when that started to enter the mainstream. But what I really want to talk about is because I'm just confused more versus hatred. This is just Adel's confusion. Mm-hmm. This is Adel's confusion corner.
Sure.
Okay.
When did we start saying instead of talking or having a discourse or whatever or interviewing? When did everybody start saying chop it up? Everything I watch, they're like, let's chop it up. We're about to chop it up. We're chopping it up with blank.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know what
before.
I'm talking about? Okay.
No.
Really?
And I watched Chopped on Food Network, and they don't even say it there.
I don't know what's going on then.
So wait, what does it mean?
I think you're getting pranked. I think David Blaine is pranking you, man.
I've
he's
watched
just putting it on.
So many shows. I've listened to podcasts where they
like
just
it's
say
an interview?
Like,
that's like they're saying they're going to interview somebody. They're going to say, let's chop
they're
it
like,
up.
Say, rather than be like, hey, I'm going to ask you some questions about your upcoming movie roles. Yeah. And you say, hey, can we just chop it up?
Yes. Yeah. Huh? It's to interview, to talk, to have a discourse, to have a group think. It's all.
I mean,
being...
when I have sushi, I usually say to the person, "I can't eat this. Can I chop it up?" And then
you
give me chopsticks.
Oh, okay.
Well,
there we go.
Give me some chopsticks.
I was going to say,
you say
roll it up.
I can't believe both of you guys were confused as to where that joke was going.
I literally was. Yeah, I was because I thought roll
I was
it
thinking
up.
Benihana.
Get to the chop it up.
No, Arnold. No.
Yeah.
No,
too
I've
bad.
Never heard that before. That's interesting.
I'll defend. Let's go. I don't know why. I'm obviously a huge sports fan.
Yeah.
It's just a great thing to yell. It's just awful. It's just super fun to yell.
I don't mind a like let's go insert team name right, but when it's just a let's go like after something happens,
just
I
exciting.
Don't like. That.
I mean, it's
let's
like
go.
I mean, it's the exact same.
Like
it's like it's the exact same as like yeah, like it's just
no,
better than
it's
just a saying of words.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I'll say, and Brett, you Rob, I'm not sure what sporting events you've been to outside the U.S. I'm sure you've maybe been to something. Rob,
does
zero?
A Toronto Blue Jays game count?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I've been to one. Yeah, sure.
Then no,
Brett,
I haven't been to one.
You and I have been to a Japanese baseball game. The beauty of a Japanese baseball game is that every single player has their own chant.
Correct. You
their
can't...
own. It's so beautiful. It's so glorious.
100%.
It's
also,
the most magical thing. Hold on.
Everything in Japan. Everything in Japan is that way.
What I'm saying is Other countries, you go to a sporting event, you go to a soccer match, well, football, if you're there, and it's just so creative. There's all, even if you're watching, what's the Rob McElhenney, Ryan Reynolds show? Welcome to Wrexham.
Soccer one.
If you're watching, yeah. Wrexham. Welcome to Wrexham. One of the players, they're like, we've got Mullen, Super Dave Mullen. And they, yeah. It's to the tune of like Achy Breaky Heart.
Mm. Correct.
Come to America, you go to, you know, you go to a Bears game,
uh-huh.
And it's all like, let's go Bears. Let's go Bears.
Sure.
And yeah. That's every, you take out Bears, put in any team, and that's mm-hmm. that's across the U.S. Or defense, or let's go. It's all the most boring, standard bullshit. It's boring.
I'm going to agree with you on that 100%.
Okay. Okay,
we
good.
Don't take sports as seriously in this country as other countries, and I'll tell you why. Because we have so much. Like in England and those places, it's like football is life. And then they have cricket and they have some we just have, like, as far as major sports go, mm-hmm. like the darts championship was this past weekend. And I don't know if you saw any clips of that.
I did not.
It was in fucking sane. Like 15,000 people in like an arena watching two guys play darts.
I saw the 16-year-old who looks like he was
who looks
38.
Like he's like 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he lost in the championship. Spoiler, if you're DeviantArt and listening to it, like they have so much more passion, and we don't have it here. In the sense that, like, in Europe and most countries, if you are a visiting fan, you are not allowed to sit anywhere in the stadium. You have to sit in one designated place, and if you're not sitting in that place, you will either get A, beat up, or B, you will be asked to leave. They just don't accept it because that's how big of fans they are.
I think we have a lot of big fans. I just think it's a different atmosphere, like the way we watch games. I think we here care a lot about sports.
We do, but we just don't. We don't like it. Doesn't we? I care a lot about sports. We just we don't have.
Well, it's a contest,
like,
and I care the most.
Like,
actually,
it's not, I don't know. It's like we don't have the unity. Like, there's no, and I only see it at. Like when I go to football games here, well, not NFL, like when I go to like FC Cincinnati games here, and then they're modeling it after Europe.
Right.
That's why the atmosphere feels very similar. There's also just so much downtime in sports that aren't. There's so much downtime in football. There's so much downtime in baseball. There's not that much in hockey, but like there's just so much downtime. You couldn't keep that going like through a commercial break because it's just not fun. But the fact that soccer has no breaks except for halftime, that's why the atmosphere and constant play is more exciting. It's just more exciting because you're not stopping every 2 seconds for like, you know, we take commercial break and it's just like, oh my God.
Right.
It's just also the games are so, I mean, that's why baseball sucks right now.
Yeah.
Because it just, I don't have 4 hours.
Yeah,
to
well, they
watch.
Did speed up the game this year and made it better.
They did,
I think.
But my favorite season of all time was that fucking COVID season, man. I love 7 innings. Every single game mattered because it was half the season. That was the most exciting baseball season ever.
Interesting. Okay, so COVID was good, is what you're saying.
I mean,
what a stand.
For baseball.
What a stand.
This is a fuck you for the Hitler thing.
Well, speaking of no breaks, let me go back to clutch because that also makes me think of like stick shift, which have any of you guys ever? I've never tried.
We've talked about this
before,
I believe, in one of the first couple episodes.
Yeah.
I had to learn stick shift in a car I'd never been in. I had to learn it on the way from Ohio to Illinois, and I cried the whole way.
But you came in clutch. You did it.
Chopping it up.
Yeah. Are you guys, so I don't know about you guys and your wives, but my wife,
there you go.
She doesn't ever carry a purse. So usually if we're going to an event or something, I am in charge of
Captain
lipstick,
pockets.
Her phone, wallet, and I have pockets in my jacket or in my, or I have to put it in my regular pocket because she doesn't like to carry the clutch. Are your wives like purse clutch people at that type of events? Because it doesn't make a lot of sense because you're still holding it like you're carrying all the stuff there.
Rob? Yeah. I want you to answer first, but be very, as Elmer Fudd once proclaimed, be very, very careful, because I know your wife likes to zip up backpacks or purses
in the
to
middle.
Where these the zippers meet in the middle. Which
And I was very disappointed that we got one email in favor of that. I think that was one email too many, to be honest.
And we've deleted their, them, and we deleted their social media.
Yep,
we somehow got that found.
No, she carries her own things. I don't really ever have to put anything. Every once in a while, it might be, can you put my phone in your pocket if we're like at a park or something? But it's, for the most part, she carries her own possessions.
She carries a bag, mm-hmm. okay. Or a clutch.
Gemma almost always has, it's not even a purse, it's more like a backpack,
satchel.
Like a tiny backpack. Well, it's a backpack. And then when we go on vacation or any traveling, we both have like camelbacks as well as like sort of hiking backpacks.
Yeah.
She will bring her camelback everywhere with everything. And she gets really annoyed with me because I'll be like, it'll be fine. I don't need this stuff. But she'll load up with like sunscreen and right. water bottles and all
well,
this
yeah,
stuff.
She's the planner.
She's fantastic. So right. she'll carry all that load. And then I'll just have whatever's in my pockets. And
she ain't heavy. She's my wife.
For another Neil Diamond.
You also, well, Adel, you famously, and I don't understand because I don't get, you always have a backpack and I don't get what you have in there. I don't know what you leave the house with on a daily basis that like you can't, you just have in the bag. I don't get it. I'm
and
not a book bag guy.
Adel, I want you to answer, Adel, but before you do, I just feel like I blew it because I should have said that my wife always puts her phone in her wallet in her over-the-shoulder boulder holder. I blew it.
Thank you.
Nice. Yeah, you blew it. Yeah, you blew it.
What do I carry in my backpack? Good. Thank you, Brett, for
yeah,
the question.
What's in the bag?
I don't really carry a backpack anymore unless I'm traveling, but I used to. I'd have.
You wear a bag all the time.
True.
I would have maybe like a hoodie in case it got a little chilly.
Oh, that's smart.
I would have a book to read if I was taking the L or something and I wanted to listen to
classic.
A book. Sometimes I'd have a laptop. Sometimes I'd have a pad of paper and some pens and stuff to take notes or to just jot down stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
probably
yeah.
some extra standard, batteries.
Pretty standard stuff.
Extra batteries for your phone.
Yeah.
Backup batteries.
Absolutely. But it was just nice to have stuff on hand. And I don't want to carry it. I'm not going to carry a fucking briefcase.
And you don't want to carry like a Dakota Fanning pack?
It's an L.
All right. I just wanted to know. I just never was a backpack guy.
No, I didn't in high school. I only carried books. It became, I don't know
well,
about you guys.
School,
did you guys
makes...
have it? In high school, my high school, it was like, if you, it was lame to have a backpack. So you would
really?
Just literally, oh yeah, I would carry my books. I wouldn't ever have a backpack. And even like if I was leaving and I had to bring, I didn't do a ton of homework if I'm being honest, but if I had to bring a book, like I would just carry it in my hand. Like notebook and
like
textbook.
That's like an old like 50s thing I feel like I'd see like in the-
never used backpacks.
Like greasers would carry that.
I'm confused. What did you swing at the kids you hate?
Yes. Now, I will say this. I see this now on TikTok every once in a while because I go on that. High schools nowadays, the kids will have a day where it's called you can bring anything but a backpack day. Mm-hmm. And I see a lot of people bringing someone will bring like a LaCroix box, you know, with their books and stuff. And it's like you have to keep your books in something. Well, it's like insane stuff. Like one guy brought like a canoe one day. And he's like, I got my books in the canoe.
Okay.
Like, it's like, it just, and it, like, but people like think of it like crazy stuff. Yeah. Same thing. I think there's also big parties that are like, it's a party, but you're not allowed to drink out of anything that's a glass.
Seems unsafe.
Correct. Oh, big time.
Also, when you said you can bring anything but a backpack, made me think Cousin Willie probably has but a backpack.
He's got a butter backpack.
It's a butter backpack. It's a backpack full of butter for your cousin Willie popcorn.
If you have like cousins, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, this popcorn goes straight to your butter backpack.
I love come that. If it's like the regular version of Cousin Willie, not the butter explosion, he's like, oh no, 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 and just sprays it on.
You're like, ah, cousin.
No, this steamed broccoli doesn't taste very good. Yeah. Well, just give me one moment.
Cousin Willie came in clutch. Yeah, I don't like that. I don't
cousin
like
Willie,
that sound
how
effect.
How are we related again? Mom, do we know this guy?
Yeah, I'm from your uncle's side, twice removed.
Interesting.
But you're going to need to wash your clothes three times to twice remove the stains from my butter backpack.
I was at the family reunion, twice removed, or asked to leave, however you want to say it.
However you want to say it.
That was my cousin, twice removed from the United Center. So, Brett, I know famously you have a nice little party trick. Some might even say it's magic, mm-hmm. where you can sum up an entire episode of a podcast.
Well, sure. So go ahead and just let me shuffle these words together. And okay. And ooh, okay. It's interesting. I'm just like what comes in my head. And don't tell me if you've heard them, but there's three words that come to my head. And the first one is, it's weird. It's like it's abracadabra. Okay, so the first word, of course, we were talking about was abracadabra. Mm-hmm.
And Brett, this isn't a framing device.
These are just coming up straight up. Okay, and then that made me also think of government. And there was a guy who worked for Eric Holder. Yes, Eric Holder used to work for the government.
Yeah.
And that's right. Yeah, and then I'm thinking of like a ship, like a cargo ship, like a clutch cargo ship. And those are your words, folks: abracadabra, holder, and clutch.
And speaking of clutch and holder and cargo ship, Brett, why don't you hold your tongue real quick and just say for me, for no reason, just say I was born on a pirate ship while holding your tongue.
I don't know what that means.
No, just do it. Hold your tongue and say, I was born on a pirate ship. You were born on a pile of shit? Damn.
Ooh, and you know what I have to say for that burn? Hold on. What'd you think of that sound effect?
Let's go.
Chop it up.
Always have 50 callbacks.
The word association is Brett Lyons, Adil Rafai, and Rob White. The Word Association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.
This sauce is off the chain.